This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Art Waves, brought to you by Art Centre, making things better since 1986.
Hello and welcome to Art Waves, the official program of Art Centre, 105.4 FM or FM. Here we are on a rainy day in Dunedin. We've got some great music coming up for you. We've got some jazz, we've got some blues, we've got a little bit of reggae. And we've got Eddie here in the studio. He's going to read some poetry for you and maybe a short story as well, all of which is pretty fresh. We're just talking about inspiration and art and music, and don't know whether you heard that track that was just on then. That was Jan Preston, who's a Kiwi and been going for a long time playing boogie woogie music. I find that very exciting and good to write too. Good to write if you've got poetry flowing through you. And Eddie here was just talking about how you write to a lot of jazz music.
Yeah, most of my latest stuff's all written to a jazz soundtrack. I was always playing at home, plus I play jazz on the trumpet.
True. Awesome. Right, well, welcome to the show, and without further ado, here we go. There you go. That was the Women's Choir of Sophia, which is off a CD I've got called Serenity Meditation, which I think I like to play that because it's kind of a bit like waking up in the morning and seeing the sunrise, and it's a celebration. And yeah, that's why we're here, to celebrate. So we're celebrating Art Centre as part of this program. We've got quite a lot on at the moment. I'll take this opportunity to just mention that we've currently got our annual Otago Arts Society exhibition on of works, all artists' works from Arts Centre. That's running for a week, so that runs until Friday, the 31st. So it's on for a few more days, and that's at the Dunedin Railway Station upstairs, just through the gift shop there. There's three rooms of works, and we had the opening on Friday. And the mayor came, and he did a little speech, and it was a really good attendance of people, and people bought works, even, and the mayor bought a picture as well. So that runs till Friday inclusive. So if you can get along to that, you get a really good idea of what we're doing here, what artists are doing here at Art Centre, and how amazing it is, and the rich diversity of stuff that's happening. Yeah, we're going to play some more music for you.
Everybody, give it to me. Yeah. Hey, 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 hey. Billy. Give it to me. Link it to me.
There you go. That was Toots and the Maytals with Funky Kingston, arguably one of the great reggae greats of all time. Eddie's going to read some poetry soon. He's biting at the bit. We've got a little bit more jazz. In fact, we've got a lot more jazz. This is Chet Baker, and it's What a Difference a Day Made. Can you tell us something about that, Eddie?
Chet Baker has the sound of eternity. He knows the difference between the fake and the real.
Right. I don't think you could sum it up in a more profound way. So we're going to play some Chet Baker for you.
Thank you.
There you go. That was Chet Baker. That was from 1954. Didn't say what the original album's called, but that's from a compilation entitled Cool Jazz. Welcome if you just joined the show. We're 105.4 FM, Dunedin, Arts Centre, Art Waves, the programme of Arts Centre. I'm just going to play some more jazz for you. And then we've got some poetry and some short stories coming up from Eddie, which we're pretty excited about here. Thank you. There you go. That was John Coltrane with My Favourite Things. We got some poetry from Eddie. I know you've all been waiting with bated breath for this moment. Here it comes. Welcome, Eddie. Take it away.
Welcome. This poem's called While Listening to You Speak.
Okie doke.
While listening to you speak, the sun opened, wandering on the doorstep of showers. Saint Bernadette, holding words like children, breathing before the silent Christ, fluttering in the slow blue rationing light. The tongue of light framed your face, fresh in the silver hue, caresses in the nib of the sky, to the cast of heaven lifted, and I saw you unfold the form of God, silken, charged, a virgin, enveloped blue. Upon the flock of sky, diamonds jumping, splaying, the blue fortunes running down the street, filling my mouth with rainfalls, pieces of my eyes, dimensions of light caught, tossing coins in the flash of memory, that priceless drop of heaven, a tongue across your lips dancing, echoes etched in light upon the flock of sky.
Wow. Is that a recent poem? When did you write that one?
That's a addition to a poem I wrote a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so it's a kind of like a continuation on.
Yes.
Awesome. We have, just a reminder, the Otago Arts Society exhibition for Arts Centre is currently on. That runs till Friday, so you've got a few more days to get down to that. That's at the railway station. That's well worth a look. You get to see what we're doing here at Arts Centre. There's lots of paintings, pottery, all kinds of media on display there. And it's all available to purchase as well. I believe some works have been sold already. So, yeah, it's a good opportunity to get down there, have a look, see what we do. There's also just a couple of things. There's some things happening coming up at Arts Centre. We got some workshops, puoro, traditional instruments. Jess is coming in to do some workshops. That's kind of in like a couple of weekly blocks. There's a Thursday the 6th of June and Friday the 7th of June, and then a Thursday the 13th of June and Friday the 14th of June, so the week after. Those are pretty much all day workshops run by Jess, and she's going to be doing puoro, traditional instruments, how to make them, probably how to play them as well. So that sounds pretty exciting, and we're pretty amped about that. Here's some more music.
leaving the youth on the shelf.
This place is calling like a ghost town.
No job to be found in this country.
Can't go on no more. People getting angry.
Was Ghost Town by the Specials, setting the mood for another one of Eddie's poems. He's going to hit us with it now. What's it called, Eddie?
Angela.
Go for it.
Angela fell in love between the walls of Brick City neon light. She felt like the grey soft rain pulsating on the street. She looked like a glimpse of paradise. In the splashing sky, my thoughts, tapping shoes, spilling steamy coffee, camels crossed in flame, that look in her eyes, pages of words black as boots, brass sparkling, curling in the red, dragged through the filters of my hands, that tap, the table top, and touch the green army of her eyes.
That was So What by Miles Davis from the album Kind of Blue. And why is that album so significant, Eddie? Kind of Blue. When did it come out?
59.
And what were you saying to me earlier that it's that makes it stand out, that makes it different, makes it new?
Well, he reached the summit of blue. It says everything that cannot be said, and that's why I got to write it down.
Boom. And that's actually something you just wrote down in that track right then, wasn't it?
Yes.
Because we were having a bit of a discussion about improvisation was what you said about that album. It's like it was the first time that style had come about, that somebody, a jazz trumpeter or a jazz musician, boom, improvising. Yeah. And because what do they call it? Is it bebop?
It's cool jazz.
Cool jazz. Kind of Blue. There you go, cool jazz. We've got another poem from Eddie for you here, and it goes like this. What's it called, Eddie?
The Essence of Colour. The essence of colour preached by the sidewalk, cross-legged in the warm red-brown stone bricks. I sprawled my hand between the mortar of your eyes and held your hand in the expectation of the walking night. The essence of colour tumbled by the strands of the river through the brush of slim green willow which lay in the yellow grass between your hair.
Boom. That was quite a short one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what was it called?
That was called The Essence of Colour.
The Essence of Colour. And we're dealing perhaps specifically with the colour blue?
Yes.
A kind of blue.
A kind of blue.
A kind of blue. Just a reminder, we've got some stuff coming up. We're closed on Monday, this Monday, King's Weekend, at Arts Centre. You are listening to Art Waves, the programme of Art Centre, 105.4 FM, Dunedin, or FM. We've got some more Miles Davis for you. This one's from Jazz Manifesto. It's called Au Bar du Petit Bac.
Thank you.
There you go. More Miles Davis. That was from Jazz Manifesto. That was called Au bar du petit bac. Good to try my French. If you just joined us, you're listening to 105.4 FM or FM, Art Waves, the official program of Art Centre. We're here on a rainy Wednesday afternoon, looking out the window at the brickwork. Actually, it looks like it stopped raining. We've got some workshops coming up in June. They're pretty exciting. We've got a lady called Jess coming in, and she's doing some puuru, which is a traditional Maori instruments. She's going to be teaching us to make those, and all artists are welcome. The first week will be Thursday the 6th of June and Friday the 7th of June, and then the week after that, the Thursday and the Friday, the 13th and 14th of June, that will be happening through sort of the majority of the middle of the day. So you're welcome to come along to that. That sounds like it's going to be pretty exciting. We close Monday for the King's Weekend holiday, and we've got more music coming up, and we've got more poetry. And I think you've got a short story, haven't you, Eddie?
Yes, I have.
Should we do the short story?
If you like, yeah.
All right, cool. What's it called?
It's a continuation on the last short story I read out.
Yeah, on the radio?
Yes.
Yeah, last time.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, take it away.
Unrestrained blue. I leaned on the edge of the table and dropped my packet of Camel. Spun the shiny brass Zippo between my thumb and four fingers. The pulsating music moving us together as we bounced to the music. My mate left his girlfriend with me, and while he was gone, I fell for the look in her eyes as the soul groove disco beat merged us together in a long, breathless kiss. We wildly fell apart as I gripped a drink, looking her in the steamy light of her eyes, following my hand as I took a drink. My mate comes back and he knows something's up. Instinctually. We walked out into the concrete night, passing the lampposts one by one, when I felt a wild fist smash into the side of my head, and the edge of the road meeting me as I crunched my body into the gutter. I saw her shapely fur coat and the scent of her perfume, looking up at my mate's face holding a jagged rock above his head with both hands. I sensed the hot, trickling blood trickle down the side of my head and the gravel scrape on my knees. He threw the rock into the road, kicking me viciously, walking off with his girlfriend, saying, "Fly the flag, will ya?"
Come on over, baby, whole lot of shaking going on. Yes, I say, come on over, baby, baby, you can't go wrong. We ain't faking, whole lot of shaking going on. Well, I say, come on over, baby, we got chicken in the corner. I said shake, baby, shake. I said shake it, baby, shake it. I said shake, make it shake. Come on over, oh, a lot of shaking going on. Thank you.
shake it, baby. Yeah. You can shake it one time for me.
Hitter, has to come over, baby.
Oh, Lord,
she ain't going.
Now let's get real low one time now. Shake, baby, shake. All you gotta do, honey, is kinda stand in one spot. Wiggle around just a little bit. And that's what you got. Yeah. Now let's go one time. Hey, baby, shake. Shake it, baby, shake. Ooh, shake, baby. Come on, baby, shake. Shake it, shake it. I'm all up. Oh, lot of shaking going on.
There you go. Spicing things up with a bit of Jerry Lewis. Bit of Boogie Woogie homage to Jan Preston there. Or it's actually, she's more the homage to Jerry Lewis because he came first in the mid and late 50s onwards. Wonderful to have your poetry and your short stories, Eddie. Absolutely fabulous. It's the delivery. And it's so inspirational, you know? And we were just talking about how poetry isn't just words on a page. It's there. It's there to be a living document, if you will, something to be read out, something to be brought to life through its performance. And I think that's what one of the things I love about your poetry and your stories is the aspect of performance, is the way you use your delivery, you know, absolutely fabulous, you know, really good. Have you got another poem for us?
Yes, I have.
Awesome. Well, it's 2:48. We're getting near the end of the show. You've been listening to Art Waves, the official program of Art Centre on 105.4 FM or FM Community Radio. I hope you've enjoyed the show. We've got a little bit of poetry and then a couple of songs, and then we're probably gone into the ether, and you'll be hearing from us in 2 weeks. So over to you, Eddie.
This poem's called When God Stood Up, Heaven Emptied Her Angels. When God stood up, heaven emptied her angels, thrown from your lashes, hugging the stairs. The brow blew deep. I held my voice in the creaking reach of the trees. If a sigh was a prayer, a sun-spoken wheel that buckled each leaf, a boy in the red autumn gold, who somersaulted summer over the abyss of sorrow. Lovely hands and feet, the seabed of spring, the graceless grass, the pedestal of longing, erupted thought, stragglers on the road of injustice. We break our rules like toys in the rain of indifference. The polka dot moonbeam, the dissidence of innocence, the protracted alligator rock road ransacked, the pasture green plains, the blue stripe of paradise that kisses the sky and kisses the girls who meet the men in their sightless trucks as ships. The girls whisper their unknown rosaries through the wheat standing sun, while the horizon beams the everlasting turnover of night into glorious day.
Yeah, that's lovely. What's that one called?
That one's called When God Stood Up.
When God Stood Up. I love it. I think it's amazing.
You're welcome, anytime.
Just as a wee reminder before we go, we've got our Otago Art Society exhibition on called Just Us that is on at the moment, and that runs till Friday. That's at the railway station here in Dunedin. Please feel free to go and have a look. It's on every day, and the last day is Friday. All the works are for sale, or most of them. Some of them might have even sold already. Yeah, that's pretty much it from us. Here we go. We're going to play you some Otis Redding, actually, to go out on.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.